Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York, and these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that today you find inspiration in something you hear, only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today we're climbing a mountain, but not just any mountain, Mount Sinai. The place where God's presence thundered and his covenant was revealed. So let's dive in. So here's the big question. Where is the real Mount Sinai? Well, no one knows for sure. Scholars suggest different locations, from the Sinai Peninsula to northwest Saudi Arabia. But the real question isn't where Sinai is. It's what happened there and why it matters to us still today. So let's rewind. Mount Sinai is where Moses first met God in the burning bush. That bush wasn't consumed. It was a powerful symbol of God's presence. Holy, intense, yet sustaining. God tells Moses, "Take off your sandals, for the ground you're standing on is holy." Sinai teaches us this, that God's presence transforms an ordinary ground into holy ground. And God still calls us to reverence this today. Now, fast forward 3 months later, after Egypt, God brings Israel to this mountain, not just to give rules, but to say, "I carried you on eagle's wings to bring you to myself." See, God's goal wasn't just freedom from Pharaoh, but relationship with his people. And that's still his desire today. Not just to save us from sin, but to bring us close. Then came the Ten Commandments. Not just laws, but a mirror to reveal the human heart. They expose our idolatry, our misuse of God's name, our restlessness, and how we treat others. But they all also show us something very much deeper, our need for a Savior. Because even as Moses is up on this mountain receiving God's word, the people below are already breaking it, building a golden calf, falling into chaos. God is furious. But Moses steps in as a mediator, pleading, "Forgive them or blot me out." And that's the heart of a true leader. And it is also the glimpse of the heart of Jesus. But Moses, as great as he was, he could never ultimately save his people. And that's why today we need Jesus, the greater mediator. Hebrews 3 tells us that Jesus is more faithful than Moses. Hebrews 12 says that we're no longer coming to this mountain of fear, but to a mountain of grace where we can now boldly approach God's presence through Jesus Christ. So what's the takeaway today from Mount Sinai? Take God seriously. His holiness has not changed. Remove the idols in your heart, even the good things that become bad when they become ultimate. And lastly, hold fast to Jesus, for he has passed every test. He is our mediator, and he invites us into his presence, into God's presence, no longer with fear, but now with boldness, mercy, and grace. So let's not live like Sinai never happened, but let's live like Jesus finished what Sinai began. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a comment, let others know about this. But God loves you. And if you are looking for a church, come on, visit us at Awaken Church. You can find us out on awakenrome.com for more information. Or better yet, just visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.